Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey, good evening. It's John coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee on It's Not Me, It's You. We thank you for joining us tonight. We have a very special show, part two of our Soulmate series. And they actually were able to find it again. And so we're going to find out a little bit of history about Kip and John and talk about how they found something that a lot of us are looking for once. They found it twice. But as usual, we're going to start off with some music from our friend Tyler Stinson. The song's called That I'll Know You.
I've gotten good at being alone through the Valentine's and the mistletoe, though I've tried to find my heart's muse. Oh, that I'll know you when I see you. I've pictured it a thousand times. My hands have run the length of your spine down to your thighs, to your glass shoes. So shine, sunshine, burn brighter than the others, so that I might see your brand of being one another and another. Oh, I cannot call your name, 'cause I don't know who I'm calling to. That I'll know you when I see you. It's not that I have never loved, but my time has been a victim of the winds of change. My, how they blow. Oh, that I'll know you. My love I haven't met, wherefore art thou, Juliet? You see, I switched the lines, but the play reads true. Oh, that I'll know you when I see you. So shine, sunshine, burn brighter than the earth, so that your brand of being one another and another. Oh, I cannot call your name, 'cause I don't know who I'm calling to. Oh, 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 oh. That I'll know you when I see you.
All right, and that was Tyler Stinson with That I'll Know You, a very cute little love song. So we are here with Kip Kirby and John Steele, our newly married newlyweds of almost a little over 4 weeks now, right?
Right.
Just a little background on both of them. Kip is a nationally known journalist, and she has worked for Crook and Chase and Public Television's Tennessee Crossroads as an on-air entertainment reporter, many articles in Country Weekly and other publications in the country music field. So we welcome you, Kip.
Thank you.
Thank you. And her husband, John, we'll call it husband John, is from England, right? What part again?
South of London, south in Kent.
Kent. I think probably
Kent.
And John is a bass player, has also worked in the computer field, and as of this past week, construction at Bonnaroo. Is
that
right?
Correct. I helped build a couple of little roof stands.
A couple of little ones?
Little ones.
20 by 12.
So it's needless to say that John's back here a little bit tired. But what I wanted to do tonight to follow up with last week's show on Find Your Soulmate, which we talked about, you know, how to recognize, how to tell if this person you're with is your soulmate, or even if you believe in a soulmate, which unfortunately a lot of us don't, as we are sad, pathetic people. I do want to talk about, Kip, start with you. You were married to a number one songwriter, Todd Cerny, who unfortunately passed away in 2011. You were married for 30 years, right? And 30-year marriage, that counts as being your soulmate, right?
I was 31.
Wait.
I'm trouble with math.
You're just like 41 now.
I wish. Yeah. I like your math.
Yeah, right. My math is really good.
Well,
right?
That's what she told me.
But like I said, unfortunately, you know, Todd passed away in 2011, and obviously it took time to get over that, get through that, that mourning period with everybody varies all the time and how you do it. But then the story is that hopped on Match.com. Is that right?
Not exactly.
Okay, tell me what happened. You got to that point.
It was at least a year and a half after Todd died, and I certainly did not hop on Match.com. the first year I took, I had to do a lot of stuff at the house to make sure I could stay in it. I'm a real strong person. I was working in a store at the time, so I had my job. People were great, rallying around. We had memorials for him and that. Music is following. A year and a half later, I decided that I wanted to write an article a year after. First year, what do you do the second year when everybody moves on and everything changes? All of a sudden, you wake up and it's and you have to figure out what you're going to do with life. I'm not a church goer per se, but I was like that. And so when I thought about writing the article year after year, everybody said to me, you're going to have to do the research. You have to join this, go on that eHarmony. And speaking of screaming and a picture of margaritas later, one of my good songwriting friends was Hector, came over to the house that survived me for a 3-month membership. That was probably early June 2012. And from the minute I was
on. Oh, yeah. I think everybody who gets on there. You know, unless you're, you know, a 25-year-old blonde and you're getting inundated with favorites and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But
I think one reason that I went on was to prove that you couldn't meet anybody. You know, in my article, I mean, I'd already told all my friends, there's not going to be. It was not because I'm a pessimist, just I'm a strong woman. I have a very, very illustrious career. I knew so many people in the music industry. You know, age was. And I thought, you know, I don't want to say set in my ways, like that, but I felt like I was just a very strong woman, and it was going to take a really unique man, not just because. Todd, but it was going to take somebody strong enough to handle me, you know, strong enough to be creative. Music was very much at the top of my list. I couldn't see myself as somebody who would have to be an accountant.
Play one on TV.
I just I saw myself as somebody creative. I saw myself as somebody who could keep up. I have a high energy level. I'm like 2 or 2:30. I got up early, writing articles, dog training. You know, that wasn't the typical person that I figured out. So I went on to do the research, write my national article year after year, proved that I wouldn't. real well.
Yeah. He's sitting right here next
real
to us.
Real big
right? Yeah,
himself,
so,
wasn't I?
So when you got on the match, how long did it take you to find this guy?
July 16th of 2012 is when I reached out. And the way that happened was within the first few weeks, the matches that were coming through were obviously, you know, they just were not people I was interested in. I never went out with anybody I never met. That in my profile, which was a pretty strong profile, here's who I am. If you're interested, send me some questions. Why don't you write to me? But I'm not interested in going out and drinking and having a coffee with you. So I was waiting many, many times every day, but not a lot of responses. So
that's too much work.
It is.
We have to work for it. It's not, you know,
exactly.
No, we don't want to work for
it. Make it easy.
Right.
So on July 16th, I remember coming home after a training trip, and I sat down at the computer, and I thought, you know, is there even anybody out there? Is there anybody, even online, that has a light behind their eyes, something in their smile? And I was confident enough and stupid enough to think I'd recognize it if it were there.
Right.
So I just decided shortly before midnight that I'd start plowing through the game. So I went on the pram for 1,000 miles away, 1,000 miles any direction, and the age range of 58 or 50. And all I did was start looking. When you do it that way, there's many, many pictures come up for people, and you don't see anything about the people. So I went page after page after page. Page 26 to 28, one picture only. John Six, and he wasn't looking at the camera. He wasn't posed. It wasn't a picture that looked like he cut out his ex-wife or had, you know, been crawling
so
over.
Was it a selfie in the mirror with a shirt
no,
on?
No, it was not. It was actually, it turned out, taken in a club
wow.
with a friend.
Yeah.
And
with a girlfriend.
So,
and he was looking kind of sideways, you know, and he was just, there was a light and there was, he has a great smile, but in that picture, smile really. And I remember I looked at him, I like him, he seems like he's got something going on there. And I went a couple more pages, or, you know, 40, 50 pages. And I went back. And then I did something you don't do on match. I wrote him, and I didn't just write, hi, I saw your picture, blah, blah, blah. I read his profile, found out he's the exact same age as me. And as I started reading the profile, which was written, didn't have a name like Too Good to Be True and Stud Daddy and Waiting for You. It didn't say stuff like, you know, if you were my lady, I would. He talked about walking on the beach. He was a choir. He played bass in classic rock bands, which I love. There was me. It said that he was from England. So the more I read, the more I just thought, wow, maybe we could be friends in Fort Myers, Florida.
Long distance relationships don't ever work.
No. So I wrote him this email, and it went on, and I hear who I am. I'll tell you about me. Oh, I know she's like, just that long.
Okay.
You don't do that.
Let's stop there, then. John, okay. Let's hold that thought where we are with her sending that email all about her that's apparently 45 pages long. you said you've been married four times leading up to this.
I was married four times.
I'll have to get married anymore.
I know.
Right? So four times up to this. And I'm going to assume because you've been married four times that they weren't all great.
Well, they all start off great.
We all start off great.
And then things happen and things change.
Yeah.
And I realized that after I was admit I was like mature. And you know, I was an only child. Didn't know what I knew about relationships, but I really didn't. And so after the last one, I did a lot of self-evaluation. Saying I really feel I tried. And it had gone wrong. To quote you, I guess, it's not them, it's me.
Right.
So I sat down and said to myself, I need to take a year to evaluate what am I doing wrong. Because clearly I'm a major contributor to this problem. I don't want to be alone. You know, I feel I can offer somebody a good companionship, a good relationship, an intimate relationship. So I had to look at myself. So I had just moved out the house into bedroom apartment, was firmly committed to take the next year to look at myself and evaluate myself. And through self-evaluation, through relationships and things like that, just to see who I was, to see how did I upset these people, you know, what were I doing wrong? And part of that exploration was to go on. And this was at the, I was meeting people, as Kip says, I was playing bass in Fort Myers, Florida, and maybe 4 to 6 times a month. But that was probably about the only activity I basically retired. And so I was meeting people, but, you know, I was probably too close to, because the immediate ex was still living in that area. Very difficult. So at the suggestion of actually my lead guitarist, who is the guy that I cut off in the photograph, he had met his fiance through Match.com. So he said, why don't you try it? So I did. I did meet a few. I did date a few. Nothing really happened. Made a couple of friends. Nothing clicked. And that's probably all I wanted at that. And then July 16th, I get this email.
Okay, so you get this email from Kip, open it, look at it, we jump in and start reading, or do you, like, okay, why is this crazy lady telling me?
Well, I mean, she started off with, hello, I know we don't live here. But then there was all this other stuff in there. Like, she goes into movies. Mm-hmm. You know, I like this movie. Have you seen Memento? Which I have. All this stuff. And then the fact that she was in the music. You know, she had him in the music. Really. And so it was so intriguing. I had to have a look at it. And so I did go back and look it up.
Well, we are men. If a woman writes us, we're going to. Right?
But
that just doesn't happen. You know, if they're interested in us, we have to find out.
Yes, I mean, most of it was, hi, I saw you on the, I had the female equivalent. Hi, I'm on Match. I'm interested in coffee. You know, it was something like that. Some of them were even, phone number 234567, call me, you know, or things like that. So this was much more intriguing. It was immediately, you know, she's opening up to herself. And I didn't know why, but, you know, it was just all several. It was a long paragraph. It was all in one paragraph. But it just went on and on different pieces.
Okay, so.
And it was intriguing enough that, you know.
Wow. When you read that, what were your, I mean, say, wow, but when you read that, you know, Nashville?
No.
What did you, I mean, how long did
no,
it take?
No, it was a long distance relationship. And,
oh, those never work, by the way.
Exactly. And I believe that, too. But I thought, maybe there is something that, you know, that I should follow up with. I'd had you know, responses from Texas, even. And so I looked at her profile on Match. And again, it was so detailed. I thought, wow, what a woman. You know, is this, I guess I must admit, is this real?
She was a lady in North Dakota or something, right?
Well, Dubuque, Iowa,
yeah, right.
You know, made all this stuff up, you know, because it was such an impressive background. And as she said, you know, this is a, and she, it, the appearance was a very strong woman. And I thought, wow, this is a very strong woman from what I saw in the profile. It was beautifully written. It was very well laid out. She obviously had an education. She couldn't have made it up. Was a lot of experience. So, you know, I responded with my somewhat comparatively tacky email at that time saying, thank you for your nice email and all your information and some
now
information
what?
About you. And so I responded, I guess I really responded because she had such a mass of information. I responded with my, basically, to answer to her question. I wanted to follow up.
Sure.
You know, no, I haven't seen Memento. You know, have you seen Body Heat? Things like that. You know. And I like, yes, what was the one? Because she said she liked rock and roll,
yeah.
Classic rock and roll. And I said, you live in Nashville.
How
can
know.
You like classic rock
and
roll?
Stereotype our town much,
do
right?
You like, so that was a series of questions.
Yeah. So then what? I mean, so then you guys talk on the phone, obviously. Oh,
no,
the phone.
We're not there.
No, I didn't want to talk on the phone. Last thing in the world I wanted to do. Because I really believe you could go out with somebody three times. Go to a movie. You never get to know each other. You get.
Yeah, I responded. And she sent it, I think it was 156, I think. Yeah, I just get a point. She relates. I probably saw it that night, but I didn't look at it, and I looked again the following morning. It was the next morning. I did look at it, I looked through her profile, and then, it was, I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, I was working on an assignment for, I think it was CMA Close-Up on the Johnny Cash Museum for being built. So I had a three-day deadline dealing with, I didn't write back about 3 days. Well, probably not.
It's a little hard to get.
My questions were genuine. It was all about, because of my work with Crooked School Board, I have interviewed a lot of celebrities. So, like movies, I interviewed did you ever see, because I was thinking we were going to talk about long distance.
Right.
Within 3 weeks, we had over 3 weeks. I don't mean short ones, like how was your day. I mean, he told me about the marriage. He told me about the two adult children. I told him all about it. I told him about my life, like how exciting it is. Divorce is behind you. The house, you're in a bedroom apartment, pictures. I was cheering him on. So now you have a whole new life. He told me about one. And I said, that's all you did. I said, what's it like? What kind of clubs are you playing? And I told him a lot about it. But those 300 and something emails gave me an understanding. Probably he had understood me better than he could have done. I didn't want to call. So the raid would go to the
Well, it was kind of forced. I mean, we couldn't go out on
the phone. But you could talk on the phone.
We
could
talk on the phone.
And you could do all that stuff now, but you couldn't.
In the first weeks or so, I quickly began to realize, because I knew, obviously, that, the reason for my failure was my inability. Okay. And so what she really did for me was open me up. She would say, I would make a statement. She said, well, what does that mean? Explain.
Yeah.
And so I had to sit back, and I would get an email. Usually I got the email last thing at night. Okay. So poor old John, it was now a time difference.
Yep.
So I would sleep on it and wake up the next morning and then really explore myself and give her a long explanation as to why I had said or what was I thinking about the topic. And yes, that's what we mean by in-depth, that she made me explore inside me. So I said I wanted to take a year. A lot of that year, I think, came out of in that in those 300 emails. I started putting down. I'd never really written before. And I started putting down, what I was thinking. She really tested me, which I, not in a bad way, but she really tested me.
A lot of what I said, how do you feel?
How do you feel about that? What does that make you feel, why did you react that way? And this was.
It was a challenge. It wasn't meant to be genuine curiosity. Why?
To open up.
Well, and what I hear is that you said you're
No, we spent
well,
all day, actually.
You would get an email before you went to sleep, you'd just sleep on it. So you'd have that slot of her email and her, and when you sleep, you'd wake up, write her back, you'd have something in the morning.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not looking forward to something from each other, too.
Christmas.
Every day, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, about 10 o'clock, she put together another long
Yeah, well, every night.
90 words.
Oh, I know. And you're a professional writer, Kip, and, you know, John,
exactly.
You learn.
Yes.
So the pressing question I have is how is it punctuating grammar? You know? Because that's important. Okay, good. Because that's a big deal to me. If you can't spell and you can't, you know, use punctuation right now, bye. You know,
I like the way his mind works. To win me, you actually have to engage my mind. I mean, yes, he looks great, and hopefully you never met him, but hopefully he saw my picture. Like, look good. It wasn't just my background. You have to be attracted to the person.
That is so funny that most of the time it's about how you look and not your background, your mind, but this way it's different. You guys did it differently than a lot of other most people. It's about the mind.
But going back on, I mean, there was pictures of her with the dogs. And she was on from her media stuff, and she was good.
Well, she still is.
Her pictures were good, but I meant on the profile. Yeah, she's still good.
It's only 2 years.
But then, and then we quickly exchanged photographs. And one of the first ones was when she was at Third and Lindsley. She was out at dinner, but always holding a glass of wine. So I knew that this is a woman I can deal with.
She's a boozer, that's for sure. Okay, so let's fast forward then. At what point in time did you guys finally decide?
Meet or talk?
Okay, yeah, we
talk first.
It was 3 weeks before. 2.5 or 3 weeks.
That must be awesome.
You did email for the first 3 weeks or so.
Right, and that's when I found out, yes, he did have a British accent. And then, one night, and the weird thing weeks, months, but the truth is that 1 month later, one day I'm on an airplane flying to Fort Myers, and I remember one night, I think we actually were talking on the phone, and he was telling me about Van Cleef Pulse, and told me something about the circle, I wish I could see with something. He sent me some videos. Oh, well, let's start getting upcoming doing. And the next thing I know, you could fly down. I could say, you could come down and see yourself. And I remember that night, that was the first and one of the very few times I stepped back for a second. And then I thought, here's a man. I'm feeling a lot of strong emotions, but I could stay in a hotel. It doesn't matter. I'll just go and see him play. So we actually made plans to fly down, still only having then came.
All of that. Picked up at the airport.
I mean the FaceTime.
We're not even
FaceTime on the phone.
Because you could actually be below the waist. Or whatever or something. So I had an iPhone. He didn't have my phone. He discovered about a week before the trip, and obviously there was a mistake. So I think we could both feel it we asked that. But we still hadn't had a face-to-face. And one day he discovered that iPods had FaceTime. So I was on my way to Starbucks and I had a key for the night. And he texted me, guess what? I think my iPod is FaceTime. Would you like to give it a try? And I said, okay, sure. And I've stood up and addressed hundreds and hundreds of people giving speeches and my old. But when we did the FaceTime, I only had a few minutes to go out the door. He came up live on my smartphone before school. And I lost communication. I went stupid. It's one of the few times in my life where all I could do was laugh like a 10-year-old and go, oh. I mean, it was ridiculous. I couldn't put two things together. He looked fast.
What was your reaction?
I was just so pleased to see her because she is, her face is so animated, so many different expressions. It was just everything gorgeous in the picture. I mean, poetry in motion, if you like. You know, it was wonderful.
So your first FaceTime session was basically.
Because she was going, it wasn't very long because she was going into
good because I had nothing to do. We FaceTimed that night, and when I got to Starbucks, my friend that I was meeting took one look at what's going on. I said, I got it. to go home, get your coffee, and go. And he said, you know, we'll talk later. And that night we did. After that, every night of the day, we were FaceTime. Shared everything. FaceTime.
And it was several hours. I'd have to, you know, with each other, we plugged into the main.
And you had unlimited data, so you could do this.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, yeah, no, I was on Wi-Fi at that point. I think she was on Wi-Fi.
So, fly the full time, get off the airplane.
She was still, her friends told her, you know, had information about. In case I was possibly
good call.
It was only 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah,
really.
You know, totally.
So I did. I gave her all the information. I gave my street number, address, things like that, every personal information.
Which I gave to nobody.
Yeah, I said, give this to your friends, you know, which she didn't. And then even at the airport, you know, does she have a phone in her? You know, I said, I'll meet you at the airport. She gets off the plane. Where are you? Yeah, I can't see it. She thought,
yeah, you can't do the
scams.
Gate. You can't do the gate. Can't
do the gate. Yeah. She forgot about the gate.
Yeah. You can blame 9/11 for that part, right?
And she was almost ready to get, you know, where's the next plane home?
You know, turn around and say, backpack all the one you just came from. Right?
That whole week, I felt like I was.
Is that how you make that win?
No,
you know,
I think, and John will have to, I really think that. I was so mentally, it's hard to even be able to put the words together, but there was so much chemistry, so much affection, so much sharing. Yeah, and I remember when he told me about, I remember when he told me about the watch, he was very honest. You know, I didn't notice that it's complicated as Facebook has. And I remember, you know, he told me, and he wrote me a whole email so long. I will pay for it if you want to pull it. So I've gone through all of this, and now finally, I went to a day. I was like, how many people get to go to be 16 years old, be infatuated, fall in love with incredible, Tom Petty people? You know, you have a little two seat car, go to. I watch him on stage with him. I was not real. I mean, thinking, I don't know what's going to happen here. But after everything, I'm dead. You know, and when you're together, relationship, actually, longer, you're married, you live together, nothing is ever perfect. Get a chance to fall in love, over it. Relationship, where there's physical attraction, everything, friendship. I just kept thinking, I don't know what. You think, where? I just took a week.
It was, I've been there for 4 months since 2006.
Nice area.
I
honeymooned at Mark Dwight.
Oh, yeah. Rich people do it.
But your thoughts were on it.
Yeah, I mean, ever since she walked up, the gangplank, you know, not the walkway.
The jetway.
No, the from security. She was just bouncing along. She was looking out the window to see if I was out in the airfield.
He's standing there all nicely dressed, holding flowers.
But I just knew she was just being like, you know, when she saw me, it was fly off from here to here, like she is. It's beautiful. And so, you know, and that week was probably the best week I've ever had. She says, you know, I took her around. I needed places to go. It was summer period, which she thought my hotter than anything else. And humid. This is not too many people around, so you can get around. You get down to the beach. We went down to the beach a lot. In the water. Splashed around. It was just like we're all buddies. You know?
Did you stay in a hotel?
No, but he spent all the
I had a two-bedroom apartment.
At this point, I think we do. But I'd only been in the apartment an hour.
So at that point, it sounds like you did.
I felt I needed a little bit more. You know, during some of the communications that we had before and after, we talked about the runaway train and me hanging on by the fingers.
Been there. We've all been there, right? Yeah.
Me going 190.
And she's going 190 miles now. I kind of figured it was going to happen. I didn't know how it was. My problem was, as I say, I was in a two-bedroom apartment. Some of it was logistical. Didn't have a lot of income. Signed a lease for a year before I
You didn't know what was going to happen? Right?
As I say, I gave myself a year, so right. I gave myself. And so, you know, we started talking, you know, but by the time she came down, we'd already made plans for me to come. Yeah, check it out. I don't know if we bought it while you were there.
You already bought it, I think, a week later. I came up for 10 days.
You already bought it? Wow.
Yeah, you already had your...
And she's totally welcomed me. I mean, she had all her friends. All right, that room, the living room that I'm pointing to, full of the musicians and even
I needed my own spot, which had begun to move on, but not left. I was involved with somebody.
I think it was partly to check me in.
Well, you needed approval by committee, and when it amounts to, exactly, you know. And if one disapproved, you have to find out why, and, you know, majority rules are national.
It was going to be tough for anybody to me. And I did realize that you haven't walked in shoes, but if somebody had said,
I think during that period coming up here, because I was out of my environment, which was in some ways a little toxic, and I began to realize. You know, I said, my goal was very blinkered, you know, I need the year. But I think during the 300 emails and the visit, I began to realize, well, this is part of it. She has, you know, Kip has to put up with me going through my learning about her. She's doing it. You know, she is my mentor, my teacher, she's my guide. You know, she's helping me solve this problem. So then it began saying, well, if I can work this out, maybe it's coming up. I like Nashville. I love Nashville. Sorry, you were listening to everything. Way more. But no, I mean, and also, I mean, byproducts of a beautiful place. Does remind me of England. Countryside, all these hills are up here. It's part of Nashville. So I think that's, you know, the week up here was 10 days or whatever. Was very, you know, it was again, it moved on from, you know, we had a fantastic time together, but we started looking at each other, I think, you know, how are we going to make it obvious that she was settled up. There was no way I wasn't doing anything except playing a band. Of course, this place does have a little bit of music.
A little bit.
Learned since about that. But I said, I started thinking, well, what have I got to do? I'm still tired of this. biggest motivator was she was helping me through my year. I was opening up more, communicating more, expressing my feelings. She knows what I'm feeling. I think a lot of the other people, they probably didn't know what I was feeling. They were probably they made a lot of us the right questions. For whatever reason. So I could see that I was growing in the communication arena. And so I think that's where, you know, it started. She started to change. And so she was just so loving and giving to me. She helped me. But as I say, she had to put up with it.
Well, and it's obvious that now, for Scott here, John, always seemed to be more evident. But you coming out of that,
yes,
you moving into the extrovert. Talk about the couple times extroverts and introverts being together. How sometimes difficult, challenging. Did you see that when you guys first started that we're having some challenges? Because introverts are just like extroverts, you just don't want to do it as long. That's really what it amounts to. You want to go out, you want to, I'm an extrovert. I go out, I talk to everybody, and I talk to everybody as long as they talk to me. The introvert will do all that for an hour, and then it goes home. You know, so did you find some challenges with that starting out?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because what I, and I'll add one more thing, I have noticed your changes. I've seen much more outgoing,
yes,
than you were when you first got here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're meeting somebody like me, you
I think the first time we met, probably, I think the first time we met, and I was sort of like, oh, that's cool. But that's the British reserve.
Right.
That's the introvert, and that's the way I always was.
Brought up.
I was brought up that children are seen and not heard. So I had to get over that. I was very shy. So, yeah, Kip was definitely changed that. I still get periods where it was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I used to quiet and probably just reflecting or gathering information.
You're meant to ponder. Okay. Ponder. What's our next one? What will we ponder? Ponder. What we do, right?
Anyway, yeah, I mean, we quickly realized that we wanted to be a little bit more remote. And my budget would allow me to fly up every 3 months, and her budget would allow me to fly down. So, you know, then I started talking about subletting. She said, well, first of all, she said, well, you can't come up here until next June.
So I didn't say you can't.
That's when the lease was up. A little bit of, I found a way around it. And then I said, well, I might be able to get that back. Then it was Thanksgiving.
What time of year was this all?
This is October. September. Yeah. Finally, I talked to the landlord. For some reason or other, it's the landlord, I want to sublet. Why do you want to do that? Because, you know, I want to. Well, why don't you? I met somebody. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. He said, yeah, you should forfeit your deposit. For 30
days.
Fine. I said, kid.
Peace out, y'all. You were asking about introverts and extroverts. The thing that I always saw of John is a little fun mystery. Very ambitious. I think the other relationship, one was when he was very young. One, I think, is found fast career track. I know about that. Career, and you're focusing on that. Sometimes we just don't make the best decisions of life, and sometimes we choose people who change. Because in a relationship, going forward together, or you're diverging. So, he is more introverted than I am. But with me, he was just, Todd was very private. Todd had a lot of
walls. That's a songwriter.
Yeah. They can put it in music. And it was incredible for a stage. But personally, for John, in a way, he may be quiet, but he can engage just very open, able to talk. See, it was all okay. After my first down there, that I hadn't been. He is able to communicate in a way that I are able to communicate. Even yes, defense, like all do, he will say, I am starting to know and interact. He has a thought from his very able to talk. Some of that I think is always in him. He just
I noticed, you know, if I look back, some of the women strong. I realize now, I need a strong person. Yes, you're right, I'm introverted. I need somebody to lead me.
But you're not.
No, not at all. There's
I'm
a big difference.
I really want to clarify
there's
right
there. There's a big difference in that.
You might
yeah.
be perceived as passive, but I have seen so much strength in you that I don't think you even.
Passive is not.
No, but I needed, she, as I said, she's my lover. I can't deny all those 300 emails. What it did in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, she brought out so much. She changed, as you say, I was on a scale of introvert, you know, 100% introvert. And, you know, I was probably at least, you know, 50% extrovert in my writing, maybe not in speaking. But certainly I wrote down some stuff, as she would say, wrote all this, and yet you say one or two sentences when you speak. So she brought it out, first of all, in the writing. Now she's bringing it out, thinking. That's
not
it. She's just incredible.
So let's spend the last minutes or so talking about the soulmate. Okay?
You know what's interesting about being a reporter for so many years? I'm trained always in the music business. I had to be negative. People would come up and they'd say, write anything positive about me. Don't write anything at all. And I would say to them, I never go into a story. I don't go into a story and say, no, if record companies publishing. Okay, I'm left with that. State that. I don't go in with bias. So I can say yes, anything. I can say the coloring, this cell phone here that's a bright sky blue. I say, well, but you know, you may go by because of the colors. And, you know, I think your shirt is this color, but you know, under different lights, it might be. I can say yes. Just as opposed to because that's the way I was trained. From the split second, first connection, where the night before I flew on a white for my October 16th, from July 16th to October 16th, I stood out there that night. I felt last night. I knew from the moment I met, and that is so not me, so atypical. Think about it. There's one. He came up here once, and then he came back up one more time for about a week. That was it. And I'm telling him, give up everything in Fort Myers. Move in. Wow. How did that happen? Why did I know I had? I look back on it, I just why did I ever like what?
Because I have no idea.
I have no idea. It's just everything just clicked.
Timing in life, your heart being
open. We've talked about that a lot. She said, you know, because we know we have.
That's usually when it happens, too, isn't it?
I didn't want.
They say that a lot.
Yeah, we know, you know, we know we don't have infinity. in this lifetime. We're trying to figure out how to make it in the next life. But we both look at ourselves, and I know I will certainly look at myself and say, if we had met, and I know a lot about Hedgehog's history, about mine, and I know for myself, if I had met her 20, 30, 40, even 50, I don't think we would have got this. Was just the right timing. Everything just clicked into place. It was right for us. You know, we think, you know, we're aiming on 30 years today. And that will be the best 30 years
of our life.
We'll
be 90.
We'll come visit both in.
Oh, well,
this home,
yeah.
I'm in.
Oh,
not an old folks.
You're what kind of home?
No. That'd be an old folks home. Yeah. The old folks by then.
I feel it.
He had to give up a whole lot more than I did. He had to move. He had to give up. I mean, yes, he was at that point.
He had the ability.
He was at a crossroads.
Right.
But it was a big leap of faith. Because what if he got here and said,
well,
but
I never doubted. If you look at it this way, though, if the roles were reversed,
yes, I would have had to sell the house and a lot of other stuff, but would I have? You know, I would have helped. Again, it's God.
That, then that would have done it. Would have done it. Why? Okay. you know, and talk about finding it again. Lose it, find it again. Four times. But if you find it and you find the final.
I will tell you that in the past, I've always thought I would come to you. Always know I would come to any university. God died. I never doubted myself. It's not righteous. It's difficult. But I made it through. This time, it would not be that way. If anything were to happen to John, I would not. I would not bounce back. Oh, my whole life. I wouldn't do it. He's changed me too much in the relationship. I don't feel it. I don't mean that in a bad way. He softened a lot of things. Opened up things to me that healed off.
Well, my observation. We're with Todd. Now it's more. So you're closer, softened, you've gotten more outgoing. If you guys have confidence. As they say in the old movie.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yep.
So, I mean, that, and that's how I think a lot of friends, hard enough to find it once, not once. That you guys have managed to find it.
I think I am.
So, of course, I'm static.
We're all going to get our tissues out now. anything that you'd like to, last bit here tonight, any advice you'd like to give the listeners on finding it either the first time or the second time? How best to, I mean, what I've taken away from this discussion tonight is, maybe meeting right off the bat is not the best way to do it. Even if you're local, meeting right away. Maybe do email and open up a little bit. But, you know, I personally am a very visual person. Pictures don't always do it. To see where they look, to see how they, restaurants, and they tell the waiter, you know, stuff like that. Because that tells a lot of that. What advice would you guys give if you can go first to the left?
If you were to do the online thing, I believe people can say, that's what I did. That just, I did try to get off the site. So I one night just said, hey, I want to see what's out there. I'm going to look. I want to be a old person. But I really think there's a lot of superficiality sometimes when we eat over drink. I like the idea that people would be willing to write, maybe talk. Don't be in a hurry to just immediately rush out. Well,
John,
who are you? I think Kip's right on. Yes, there's certain physical attractiveness. She followed up because she saw that picture. So there has to be that level of chemistry, first of all. I fully agree. Spend more time, you know, finding out about each other before meeting. If it's a local person, telephones work great. You know, if you have to have a coffee, then go back and don't try and do it every night. You know, go back and then do the phone conversation. See how you try to take the time to explore, you know, yourself. I think the biggest thing is honesty. You know, one of the things I think Kit recognized was I couldn't lie. I've never been. Well, if you want to win money, I mean, okay, because I'll give you all
next week. Next week, I need
the money. That would be the secret. Is don't try to be.
And I think the fact that we're on your yearly break, she knew. You got to trust. You got to have. Congratulations to both of you on your four-week anniversary tomorrow.
Yesterday.
Okay, 4 weeks and a day anniversary. All right. I want to thank Kirby, John Steele. Thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate it. And,
I've enjoyed it.
It was fun. I would like to know. And just take away from this, there is hope for everybody. It's just whether it's online or meeting in public, meeting at a bar, meeting a friend of a friend, whatever it is, that you just never know. So timing is everything, and do it after that. Good luck with everybody. Go check out itsnotmeradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. YouTube video, I promise, is coming. CMA Fest was just last week, so we got a lot of recording done there, and I'm in editing mode right now. So join us next Thursday night at 6:30. We're going to not have any closing music tonight because we are running a little bit late. But thank you guys for joining us again, and we will see you all next week. And as always,